This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Can you help me to look for my keys? 2. Do you think it will rain? 3. What does this word mean? 4. Do you prefer orange or cranberry juice? 5. I have failed my driving test. 6. You look unhappy. What is the matter? 7. Shall we go to the gym today? 8. Where is the nearest bookshop? 9. I have missed my train. What shall I do? 10. Would you like a piece of my birthday cake?
Now listen to the sentences again.
One. Can you help me to look for my keys? 2. Do you think it will rain? 3. What does this word mean? 4. Do you prefer orange or cranberry juice? 5. I have failed my driving test. 6. You look unhappy. What is the matter? 7. Shall we go to the gym today? 8. Where is the nearest bookshop? 9. I have missed my train. What shall I do? 10. Would you like a piece of my birthday cake?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. I have the winner of the short story competition with me this morning. Welcome to the programme, Tina. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me on your programme. I'm really happy to be here.
So, Tina, let me ask you a few questions. What is the title of your short story?
The name of the story is Lucky Charlie, and I chose the name as it's my pet's name.
And how long did it take you to write it?
I wrote it in one afternoon. It didn't take a long time to write, about an hour.
That's amazing. Who are your favourite writers? Which books do you read?
That's a difficult question. I don't have a favourite, really. I read everything.
So where did you get the idea for your story?
I read something in the newspaper about a man who had won the lottery and had a party for everyone in his street. That gave me the idea for my short story.
Interesting. Can you tell us what the story is about?
Well, it's about a man called Charlie, but it's also about money and how people react to and think about money and the effects that money can have on people's lives.
That sounds fascinating. Did you expect to win the competition?
No, I didn't. It was a complete surprise. I was amazed.
And what are you going to do with your prize money?
That's a good question. I'm not sure yet, but I am going to keep on writing. I have a passion for it now, and I think I have something to say.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and good luck for the future. Now listen to the conversation again. I have the winner of the short story competition with me this morning. Welcome to the programme, Tina. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me on your programme. I'm really happy to be here.
So, Tina, let me ask you a few questions. What is the title of your short story?
The name of the story is Lucky Charlie, and I chose the name as it's my pet's name.
And how long did it take you to write it?
I wrote it in one afternoon. It didn't take a long time to write, about an hour.
That's amazing. Who are your favourite writers? Which books do you read?
That's a difficult question. I don't have a favourite, really. I read everything.
So where did you get the idea for your story?
I read something in the newspaper about a man who had won the lottery and had a party for everyone in his street. That gave me the idea for my short story.
Interesting. Can you tell us what the story is about?
Well, it's about a man called Charlie, but it's also about money and how people react to and think about money and the effects that money can have on people's lives.
That sounds fascinating. Did you expect to win the competition?
No, I didn't. It was a complete surprise. I was amazed.
And what are you going to do with your prize money?
That's a good question. I'm not sure yet, but I am going to keep on writing. I have a passion for it now, and I think I have something to say.
Well, thank you for joining us today, and good luck for the future. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Hello, Perfect Pizza, Robbie speaking. Good evening. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to order a pizza for delivery, please.
OK, that's no problem. Which pizza would you like?
The one with all the different kinds of cheese. Oh, and ham. I haven't got a menu, so I can't remember the name of it.
That sounds like either the Cheese and Ham Supreme or the Deluxe Ham Special pizzas.
Ah, yes. It's the Cheese and Ham Supreme that I have had before and loved it.
That's great. What size Cheese and Ham Supreme pizza would you like? We have small, regular, large or extra large available today.
Can you tell me how much the pizzas are, please?
The small pizzas are £5.50. The regular size is £7.50. The large is £10.50. And the extra large is £12.60.
OK, I'll have the large Cheese and Ham Supreme, please.
Would you like to order anything from our sides or drink selection? I can list them for you if you'd like.
It's OK. I remember these. Can I have a litre bottle of Diet Coke, please, and a side of coleslaw? How much is that altogether?
That's £10.50 for the pizza, £2.50 for the 1 litre bottle of Diet Coke, and £1.25 for the side of coleslaw. So that's £14.25 in total.
That's fine.
OK. Would you like to process your order now?
Yes, please.
Can you give me your house number and postcode?
28 Boswell Road, GT56JK. How long will it be?
Your order should be with you in about 15 minutes. You can pay the delivery man either by cash or card.
OK. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your meal. Now listen to the conversation again. Hello, Perfect Pizza, Robbie speaking. Good evening. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to order a pizza for delivery, please.
OK, that's no problem. Which pizza would you like?
The one with all the different kinds of cheese. Oh, and ham. I haven't got a menu, so I can't remember the name of it.
That sounds like either the Cheese and Ham Supreme or the Deluxe Ham Special pizzas.
Ah, yes. It's the Cheese and Ham Supreme that I have had before and loved it.
That's great. What size Cheese and Ham Supreme pizza would you like? We have small, regular, large or extra large available today.
Can you tell me how much the pizzas are, please?
The small pizzas are £5.50. The regular size is £7.50. The large is £10.50. And the extra large is £12.60.
OK. I'll have the large Cheese and Ham Supreme, please.
Would you like to order anything from our sides or drink selection? I can list them for you if you'd like.
It's OK. I remember these. Can I have a litre bottle of Diet Coke, please, and a side of coleslaw? How much is that altogether?
That's £10.50 for the pizza, £2.50 for the 1 litre bottle of Diet Coke, and £1.25 for the side of coleslaw. So that's £14.25 in total.
That's fine.
OK. Would you like to process your order now?
Yes, please.
Can you give me your house number and postcode?
28 Boswell Road, GT56JK. How long will it be?
Your order should be with you in about 15 minutes. You can pay the delivery man either by cash or card.
OK, thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your meal. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Seven people are thanking their lucky stars to be alive after a relaxing hot air balloon trip crashed into a lake full of crocodiles near Disney World in Florida. At least two of those on board were children, according to reports. A video of the incident shows people looking for a way to escape as the basket sank further and further into the water. The pilot of the balloon later said that strong winds had blown the balloon off course and he was not able to move it back to a safer area. The balloon came down very quickly. At first, everyone was very excited to be able to look out of the basket at the crocodiles all around them in the water. But they soon started to panic when the basket began to sink. Fortunately for them, they were rescued by a lifeboat. There are many crocodiles in the waters of Florida, but fatal attacks on humans are not as common as people believe. However, at least a dozen people are bitten by crocodiles every year, according to statistics from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Seven people are thanking their lucky stars to be alive after a relaxing hot air balloon trip crashed into a lake full of crocodiles near Disney World in Florida. At least two of those on board were children, according to reports. A video of the incident shows people looking for a way to escape as the basket sank further and further into the water. The pilot of the balloon later said that strong winds had blown the balloon off course and he was not able to move it back to a safer area. The balloon came down very quickly. At first, everyone was very excited to be able to look out of the basket at the crocodiles all around them in the water. But they soon started to panic when the basket began to sink. Fortunately for them, they were rescued by a lifeboat. There are many crocodiles in the waters of Florida, but fatal attacks on humans are not as common as people believe. However, at least a dozen people are bitten by crocodiles every year, according to statistics from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3, Broadcast 2. Listen to Broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
This is a new book, combining three books first published in 1956, 1957 and 1959, long out of print. Together, updated and newly illustrated with some colour photographs. They make a marvellous book, an invaluable record of David Attenborough's first three journeys to Guyana, Indonesia and Paraguay. The story begins when there was no television other than the BBC's single channel and Attenborough was, in his own words, a 26-year-old novice television producer with an unused zoology degree. As a trainee, he had worked on all kinds of shows, politics, music, quizzes, ballet. Having made friends with Jack Lester, curator of reptiles at London Zoo, he hatched a plan. The BBC and the London Zoo should mount a joint animal collecting expedition on which we should both go. I would direct film sequences showing Jack searching for and finally capturing a creature of particular interest. The sequence would end with a close-up of the animal in his hands. The picture would then dissolve into a similar shot of the same creature, but this time live in the studio. He is in his seventh decade as a broadcaster now, and things have changed. He is, in the nicest sense of the word, an adventurer and a man of many talents.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
This is a new book, combining three books first published in 1956, 1957 and 1959, long out of print. Together, updated and newly illustrated with some colour photographs, they make a marvellous book, an invaluable record of David Attenborough's first three journeys to Guyana, Indonesia and Paraguay. The story begins when there was no television other than the BBC's single channel, and Attenborough was, in his own words, a 26-year-old novice television producer with an unused zoology degree. As a trainee, he had worked on all kinds of shows, politics, music, quizzes, ballet. Having made friends with Jack Lester, curator of reptiles at London Zoo, he hatched a plan. The BBC and the London Zoo should mount a joint animal collecting expedition on which we should both go. I would direct film sequences showing Jack searching for and finally capturing a creature of particular interest. The sequence would end with a close-up of the animal in his hands. The picture would then dissolve into a similar shot of the same creature, but this time live in the studio. He is in his seventh decade as a broadcaster now, and things have changed. He is, in the nicest sense of the word, an adventurer and a man of many talents.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.